Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Barber, they are literally chanting your name here at a bar in Roswell as the dogs
well,
get ready
I wish
to
you
take
had
on.
An empty stool for me.
we will make one.
Right, hey, I would belly right up to that bar, let me tell you.
I know you would. Barbara, it's always good to talk with you. Big week for the dogs after an off week. And, you know, we've been talking to a variety of people about what they've been doing to get ready for this matchup with Alabama. How do you feel about this matchup?
Well, let me just say this. Honestly, I'm already exhausted.
Oh.
I have worn myself out with this game. And my mind, do you realize how far back my mind goes from 1964 with Alabama?
Right.
And I remember the most fabulous game against Alabama was in 1965. The flea flicker play. You've heard about that play.
Yes.
And I'll have to say to you, this has nothing to do with Saturday's game, but after we beat Bama, the next year we went to the SEC conference meeting in Florida, and Coach Bryant was sitting under the tree with all of his entourage, and I was being a real smarty. And I said, "Hiya, Bear, how you doing?" And he jumped up. I was all of 24 years old, and he jumped up out of his chair and charged over to me, pointed his finger at me and said, "Young lady, I don't want you to ever forget I'm the man that's making your husband famous."
And Barbara, he was a big man, right?
Yeah. Let me tell you, that man lit up a room when he walked in. There is no question about it. Drunk or sober, you fell in love with him.
Because the legendary Keith Jackson told stories about Carl visiting in Alabama with Bear Bryant, and he said that Bear would drink a water tumbler filled with vodka. Barbara, can you attest to this?
I can. He was incredible. He was unbelievable. But the funniest thing is he would be in bed at night by 8 o'clock, and his wife, who was the perfect Southern lady, Mary Harmon, they would have a suite, and they were the richest people we ever knew. They had two bedrooms and a sitting room in their hotel room. And she, Mary Harmon, would have a poker game all night with all the sports writers.
That's great.
We used to have a lot of fun back then, and I think coaches and their wives are missing what we had. Mm. But anyway, let's get on to now, because I don't have but, 5 minutes?
No, you got all day. You got
Barbara,
plenty of time.
Nobody puts Barbara in a corner.
Plenty of time. Go ahead.
All right. Let's talk about Saturday. First of all, we've had an off week, and so have they. I don't know what you've been saying about an off week, but it can be really bad or really good. Hopefully, it's going to be good. Hopefully, we will have our secondary a little bit better than it was at Tennessee, but we've got to make sure our timing isn't off, because that can happen. And the first half can really be bad, and we sure don't want to get behind them in the first half.
Right.
And I think, honestly, This is Kirby's last hurdle for his psychological element. I think Alabama has been psyching Georgia out mentally. And this is Kirby's opportunity to establish his dominance in the league. And so we'll see if they can get over the voodoo magic that Bama has put on them. It's going to be interesting. And then, right. I don't know that people are going to take this right, but I'm going to say it anyway. I don't want to pull against Ty Simpson, who is a quarterback for Alabama. He is trying to prove himself, and I think in his last three games, he's thrown 9 touchdowns with no interceptions. So he's well on his way to proving himself. But Ty Simpson and Gunnar Stockton are two quarterbacks that show college fans what college football players are all about. Both of these kids grew up wanting to be the quarterback at their school. Ty wanted to be the quarterback all his life at Alabama. Gunnar wanted to be the quarterback at Georgia. And neither one of those kids would take money today to leave. Both quarterbacks have been on the bench for 3 years working their tail off to be starters. They could have left. They could have said, they're not playing me. I'm going somewhere else to get paid. To me, they are an example of what made college football great.
Now, it's a great point. Barbara Dooley, guys, brought to you by Kroger, joins us here at Dukes and Bell. We're live at Loyal Tavern in Roswell. And that's the thing, Barbara, you just nailed it. I mean, it's about that gumption and sticking with it. And now the question is going to be, I think, on the other side of the football, which team can get some pressure on these guys? Because normally we think of Kirby as a great defensive coach, but they're really sacking the quarterback. So you think it's going to be a high-scoring game? We may get some rain on Saturday night. You think there would be a lot of offense in this game?
There is going to be a lot of offense. And I think our secondary better sure as heck wake up. And I think that offensive line better sure protect Gunnar. Because if they break through and hurt him, ooh, am I going to be mad?
What's your grandson-in-law potentially?
He better be my son-in-law. I'm grooming him. Yeah, hey. He's learning to take my crap early.
Sorry, Barbara. That's fun as hell.
I love it. Barbara Dooley, our guest, guys. Go ahead, Barbara. I love this part of it because here's the deal. For those who don't know, Barbara dropped that on us the first week of the season where she said, hey, I kind of know this Gunnar kid a little bit more than most of you. And she told us that, he's dating is her granddaughter, and so we were laughing about this. But, look, I will say this, and, Barbara, we talked about it after the Tennessee game. The kid's got some moxie. I don't know what he's like in person. I don't know. He's probably the perfect gentleman. But when he got on the field against Tennessee and they're down 2 touchdowns, Barbara, you know this. A lot of kids would have folded up. This kid stepped up. I thought he was tremendous.
Did you see how cool as a cucumber he looked when the cameras hit him, especially right before he went in and scored that 2-point conversion?
Right.
I'm going, holy mackerel, Gunnar, holy mackerel, you can't not make it. You've got to make it. And so he did. But I want to tell you, do you know what I felt like after that game at Tennessee? I was thrilled that we won. But I felt so sorry for our kid that missed the field goal.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine what he felt like when he got in bed that night?
Yeah, he probably didn't sleep.
Max Gilbert, by the way, is the guy that missed that field goal. He did make the game-leading kick in overtime, but as Barbara just pointed out, he could have won the game for Tennessee.
Oh, he could have. He could have. And then I thought about his parents. They had to have been dying. I remember absolutely laying on the floor of the stadium, not able to look when things got really bad. And it wasn't my child playing. It was just my husband that sometimes I wanted to beat up on. But never your kid. Never. You don't want anything to hurt your kid. For
yeah,
sure.
It's so true. No, it's so true. All right, Barbara. Big game, Athens, Saturday night. Alabama comes in. Let me ask you this before we let you go. Kirby, you know, and I know Vince, he had these battles with some of these all-time legends as he was. But when you don't have success against some coaches, how much does it for Kirby? He, you know, when he played Nick
Saban. Alabama's a thing.
Nick Saban teams, you know, he's 1-6. And now it's Kalen DeBoer, but the Alabama thing is kind of still lingering, right? Like, oh, here comes Alabama again, and Kirby, is he going to be able to get his guys right to win another game?
Right, but guess what? You would think he wouldn't have a blackout game. My God, the last blackout game was a funeral for Georgia. I mean, I never wanted to see another blackout, but you better believe I'm wearing black. I'm going to do it against my will. And this week on the front cover of Bulldog Illustrated, a magazine we have in Athens, they have a picture of the Oconee Cemetery. Now, how about that?
Wow.
Oof. And they said that Kirby is whistling, he's whistling funeral. He says, we know who we are, and we're not going down without a fight. That's what he said. He said, I know a lot of people think that Alabama's going to beat us and it's going to be a funeral, but we know who we are. And we are not going down without a fight. So I'm going to say, Kirby, go for it.
Right on. And, Barbara, Charlotte, last week was a bye week. We missed your birthday by 2 weeks. But happy belated birthday. Everyone, our audience just loves you, loves your insight, loves your passion for Georgia football.
I love it. I love it. And guess what? I love y'all. You're wonderful. Thank you so much.
You are, too. We are honored to have you on every week. Barbara, go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Dukes and Bell.
Carl, what a crowd we've got at Loyal Tavern on Canton Street in the heart of Roswell.
It is incredible. We're just talking to everybody and doing all the things. Hi, how are you?
Carl has now been distracted by an incredibly hot bartender. Okay. I have no idea what his tab situation is.
No, it's not my tab. But either way. So, you know what, and probably somebody's like, he lives up here. It's all good. He'll take care of it. Anyways, we are having a great time here at Loyal Tavern.
Make some noise, Roswell.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Mike Griffith, Dawg Nation, about the Dawgs. Big shout out to Barbara Dooley as well. We love her, and if you missed it, she was just giving some insight into the Dawgs and how she feels. She said she's nervous, but look.
I'm nervous, too.
Who wouldn't be?
Are you nervous?
Of course. Look, as good as the game was at Tennessee in the comeback, she said it. You don't want Alabama to get out on you, right?
Right.
You don't want them to jump out there. All of a sudden, crowd. We need this crowd at Sanford Stadium to be in this game from start to finish, make so much noise, shut Alabama down. I don't want the crowd to be taken out of it. And we said this. When Georgia came back in that game, it got quiet at Neyland, right? And all of a sudden, then it became a game, and then it was just about, you know, who was going to survive and execute.
Right.
But I'm nervous, yes. Not because I don't think the Dogs will win, but these games, we've seen it enough, Georgia fans. These games get crazy.
No,
they get crazy.
But the thing, and you and I talked about this, by the way, check out our pre-show. Tomorrow about 11 o'clock, we do this on YouTube and Twitch. So kind of a look behind the curtain, as Carl said earlier in the show. You and I were saying, both teams have got dynamic wide receivers. Both teams cannot sack the quarterback. That equals an over. I mean, I think it's 55.5. I'll double check before we get to the picks, but that'll be tomorrow. But honestly, both teams have struggled getting the quarterback on the ground. Both teams have 4 sacks. Both teams have dynamic wide receivers. And whatever happened against Florida State, if you're a Georgia fan, I don't think that really bears on this. I think they figured it out.
I totally agree. As we'll talk more about the Dogs in the 5 o'clock hour. Falcons today, guys, look, the pistol, by the way, is here to stay. And I know there's been a lot of discussion about this formation. For those who don't know, it's a formation that's used not only in college but in the NFL.
But the running back is next to the quarterback.
Yeah.
And the shotgun.
And so it's here to stay. And Big O, while we're talking about this, because I know it's been a topic of conversation as the Falcons get ready for the Commanders, I want to play that Dan Orlovsky comment because a lot of people made light of this and saying, you know, Orlovsky's on ESPN. He's making, you know, the Falcons offense look like it's weak sauce because he points out what the issues are with the pistol. Here's the thing I said yesterday, and I'll repeat this for those who missed it. Defensive coordinators will tell you, if you are doing it right, you have a lot of versatility
right
out of this formation. And the problem is you just can't become predictable when you get in this formation and, hey, we're going to hand it off, we're going to hand it off, we're going to hand it off, or we're going to throw the ball right, right, right. And a lot of the stuff that I feel like we've been doing has been part of that, right? And Zach Robinson was asked about that yesterday, our offensive coordinator. But Big O, let's play the Dan Orlovsky. For those who didn't hear it, because he did a whole breakdown on this.
It's about 6 minutes long.
Yes.
Why he hates us in the pistol and thinks we should maybe pivot or have more flexibility.
And by the way, we're not playing the entire 6 minutes. This is just a snippet of what Orlovsky had to say.
Because they're in the pistol so much, Michael Penix almost is made to be a statue. Like, there are so many clips where he doesn't even move his feet because they promote that style of play. That's my issue with this offense is they're in the pistol so much, I think it hurts their action game. There's no displacement from the second or third level. It's a catch and throw offense. And again, even though their run game is good, I think it should be the best or one of them because they're missing hits.
Okay. And look, there's a lot there. All right.
Now, Michael Penix has to be more accurate.
Yes.
He's got to see the field. But the question that I think that Dan, if you watch the long segment that Dan Orlovsky was asking, and you and I talked to Dave Archer about this, are you helping your quarterback be in a position to succeed? Is Zach Robinson putting his quarterback in a place to succeed?
Right now he's not. And that's why we're criticizing the play calling. Because right now the execution is not there, but also you're not seeing our quarterback, who is an accurate quarterback, by the way, not be accurate with the football because there's indecision.
Right.
When there's indecision, then I can't be accurate. Like, all of this stuff, again, is
all connected.
What did you say?
What do you always say?
Pull. You got to let go. And so, you know, the pick six last week, I think, was indicative of what we're talking about, where I just don't feel comfortable. I'm going to just let this go. And somebody said this to me here.
It was lazy.
Right. Somebody said this to me at Loyal Tavern. They said, Dukes, what was the sidearm thing? Like, you feel like your arm is that strong where you could just sidearm it out there to the flats?
No.
And I said, because you can't get away with those kind of things in the NFL. And that is, Mike, that's mechanical. But that's also, I don't feel comfortable. And it's in my mind, I want you guys to imagine this. Ah! That's what it sounded like. I got to get rid of the football.
Now, I'll disagree with you on that, just on principle. I think that it's more of Michael Penix being so frustrated that his receivers, and this gets back to why maybe you're not, I kill you, got. They're not getting the separation. He's not seeing things, but because of the complexity of the play call, by the time he gets to the line of scrimmage, he has barely enough time to diagnose what's going on. He goes, all right, blanket, I'll check down. And he's throwing off his flat foot.
And so he's not delivering the football.
Mike, the only reason you throw that ball is because you're trying to get rid of it because, ah!
But it was
all this is happening.
But I mean, but he
it's I don't think it's lazy.
He nearly got – no, he nearly got two guys killed.
Well, he
nearly
did.
Got Michael Pitt, Kyle Pitts killed and Drake London killed and Bijan. It was Bijan because he's not getting the ball out quick enough.
Well, yes, but in your head, you know what you're saying. In your head, you hear, I got to get rid of it.
Right.
So
but don't you feel it's like the born of frustration
is,
at some point?
No. Well, I think he's frustrated. I think they're all frustrated. But the right. outlet is the flat. The outlet is, if nothing else is open, I'm going to throw it to the flat. And guess what? I'm not going to hold on to it. I just feel like he's being rushed. And that gets back to, again,
right.
the comfortableness of where he's at or the lack thereof.
But, Carl, I asked Zach Robinson yesterday, is there any point where you streamline the offense, you know, to your point earlier, demystify it? And he goes, no. They got to execute. All right, well, you got a rookie quarterback. He's now – this will be his seventh start. And I think a lot of Falcon fans don't want to hear about that.
No.
And, by the way, I don't think Carl and I anointed him anything. We just told you what we saw at camp. At camp, him and Drake London had chemistry. He looked good. Now, we never got to see the real game scrimmage situation in the preseason because our coach doesn't want to do that. And maybe our coach next year will do that. But I thought we saw enough against – specifically the Titans scrimmage, where we thought, okay,
yes.
here's a game situation. But some guys are saying that's not enough. You've got to have these guys figure out if your communications work. Figure out what – and by the way, if your communications don't work, how do you pivot? None of that was accomplished in preseason, and that's your alternative. That is your option. Our team, because of our coach, never got this straightened out. And now we're paying the price. We're 1-2.
Yeah, I will say this, though. I still have an enormous confidence in Michael Penix. I just do. And to hear Matt Ryan.
But you got
to
help him.
You do. Look, all these young guys need help. But to say, like, I'm coming off of anything that I've said about Michael Penix's ability, I'm not. He's a very talented quarterback.
And by the way, I'm with you. I'm stride for stride. All I'm saying is put your young quarterback in his rookie. It's an extension of his rookie season in a place to succeed. And by not having preseason football to go through all the scenarios that got screwed up in Minnesota against Tampa Bay and then last week, you're not helping your quarterback.
No, and that's part of this discussion with the pistol formation and why we played the Dan Orlowski. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live at Loyal Tavern, guys, right here on Canton Street in Roswell. Having a great day on Thursday. Hope you are. Come through. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. Coming up, we will talk more about the Falcons. We'll let you hear more about what Ra had to say, get you updated on the Commanders as well. But this has been just front and center. And when you lose the way we did, everybody expects things to change. They're not changing. What they need to do is be better. And if you're going to run this and you say this is what we do and this is going to be a part of our offense, because Ross said this to us when he came in yesterday, and he's got a point. You don't freak out a week after you run for 200 yards right. against the Vikings. How did that happen? Out of the pistol. So
is that why they're laughing at the media when we ask these questions?
Well, I think they have a belief in what they're doing versus what everybody else, including some of us.
But how do you lay an egg like that?
Well, Mike, they weren't. It obviously just went all downhill and they weren't ready. But it's a legitimate response to this doesn't work. Well, how in the hell did we run for 200 yards last week against one of the best defenses in the league? And then you did what you did. The point is, it works when it's executed. And I just feel like anything last week was right. going our way. We'll see, though. Look, if they come out this week and they're not ready for whatever reason or get off to a slow start, people are going to be hot.
And that's Ray McCloud. We played the soundbite. We talked about it earlier on the show. Ray said, guys, if we don't execute, guys get fired. Guys are gone. Guys get cut. And that's what happened. Now, I will die on that hill about Ike Hilliard being a scapegoat, but you better – when you do something like that, you better get some people's attention and execute.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to, more dog conversation coming up. You guys can chime in as well. I know many of you have hit us up on social media and texted us at 404-726-0929. And here's what's funny. We all get to see Sunday. We're going to get a chance to see Sunday what happens. And it's either going to be really good or really bad.
All right, speaking for those of us who don't have access to an escalator – don't get me started. I will be walking down the stairs.
Your escalator's broke going up?
Don't get me started.
Is it really? Well, I want to hear more about this.
All right, we'll bring it up in guy talk.
All right, that's on the way.
But for many of us going down those stairs, I don't want to hear what I heard 2 weeks ago. Because that's miserable.
It is.
And that's flashbacks of every bad Falcon season in the last 25 years.
We were just talking about leaving the stadium. I got to tell you, and look, I know many of you don't get a chance to go to games. I understand that. It is demoralizing to leave your home stadium when your team plays poorly.
Right.
It just is. It really is.
Right.
And that's
and there'll be a lot. Unfortunately, Carl, there'll be a lot of Commanders fans.
Yes, there will.
In Mercedes-Benz on Sunday.
There will be. All right, coming up, we're live. But Guy Talks on the way, guys. Falcon Report at 5 o'clock. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, man. Some guy talk here on Dukes and Bell. Carl, you and I were talking about Ryder Cup the other day. What do you think of Rory? Some guys are feeling Rory sold out the Europeans by saying and professing, and I respect the hell out of it because he's got dual citizenship, how much he loves living in America.
Oh, wow.
About America is a land of opportunity.
Yes, it is.
And you and I talk about this all the time. We're not perfect. No country is perfect. We've got our limitations. We made some mistakes here and there. But I would agree with Rory. I'll take us over everybody else on the planet. But I do respect Rory for today in the press conference saying his wife, his son are American. And he said that truly this is the land of opportunity, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah, look, it's funny because when you become a star in Europe, you usually have a house in America.
Well, that's a given.
And that's just how it is because of what this country has to offer. But the other thing is when you become rich and you're a star like Rory, we say this all the time, you can live anywhere you want. But Rory understands, man, like I've said this. And look, I've lived abroad as a kid. If you've traveled abroad, it's always nice to visit.
Right.
But you always want to come home.
Right.
And there's something to this. And I love it when people go, hey, I was in, you know, pick your country. I don't care. I was in Turkey. I don't care, Mike. Oh, I was in France. Oh, how long? I stayed over there a while, and I said, well, what brings you back? And most times it's just like, yo, and again, to your point, I know we have our issues, certainly, you know, on so many levels, but at the end of the day, this is why, you know, most people are trying to come to our country. It is what it is, but I don't take offense to that, but I understand why his European peers certainly would maybe take offense to that because they want to pump up Europe, especially this week with the Ryder Cup.
No, but I do appreciate that, and there's a reason why we have so many folks that want to get to America, whether through the proper process or alternative processes, to be politically correct, because we still offer the best opportunity on the planet. Meanwhile, Europeans have come to New York. They're in Long Island. Carl's met a couple of my best friends from high school, Big Richie, Jimmy, and Munson, and they're all there at the Ryder Cup. And you know what the beef is right now?
What's that?
The prices of beer. Have you heard about this?
No.
Holy shnikes. Beer prices at the Masters. I'm sorry, at the Ryder Cup. It's $15 for a Bud Light 16 ounce.
That's a little steep.
$14 for Mick Ultra.
That's a little steep.
$12 for a William Hill North Coast Chardonnay.
That's a little steep.
$16 for a High Noon Tequila Seltzer.
High Noon Day Day, $16?
I mean, guys, by the way, you could come here to Royal Tavern here on Canton Street in Roswell. We're giving away a nice cooler from our friends at Miller Lite.
Yes, we are.
So get on that.
Hold on.
Thanks
did
to our friends.
Say, how much did you say that High Noon was?
$16.
That's ridiculous.
So Day Day.
That is ridiculous.
You would have like a High Noon negative right now. You'd be like 16 negative right now.
I mean, it wouldn't be a High Noon.
So, but that's it. When you drink a water, You can't sneak it in. They got metal detectors and other, you know, ways of.
For one high noon?
$15 for a Bud Light seltzer.
That's steep.
I guess that would be that. What's that? The my wife drinks that stuff.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. The Bud Light seltzer.
It's got no flavor.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Again, we have a lot of good friends at Budweiser, but not a lot of flavor.
Well, all the seltzers started popping up a few years ago, right. And now it's just everywhere, and everybody's got their version of it.
But $14 for a Mick Ultra, $15 for a Bud Light. This is, again, at the Ryder Cup. And, again, the premium you're going to pay. When you go to just to give you some perspective, when you go to a Formula One race, it's cheaper. When I was in
Italy, four drink.
It was so Heineken has the concession. They have got exclusivity, Carl, for Formula One.
Okay.
For all the races. And so, but again, but a Heineken was 12 euros. You know what? Do the math. Yeah, it's about the same.
It's about the same.
Yeah. So it's there's uniformity. But still, a lot of folks going, really?
Yeah.
Look, I came here to root for the USA and you're ripping me off on a cold beer.
Well, here's the deal, too. It's golf. You're there all day. This isn't
you're
a 2-hour
You're
going to
drink a
event.
Lot of beer.
Yeah. This isn't like you're there for a couple of hours to watch a race. You're there all day. That's a lot, man. Remember, I might have to sneak up. Might have to sneak something in. I'm just telling y'all. I might have to sneak something in.
So we love Final Four. We love March Madness. You remember Sister Jean?
Yes.
And it was Chicago Loyola. She is stepping away as their chaplain and her roles at the university. She's 106.
And looks amazing. Honestly, she looks, if you didn't know and you just said, hey, tell me what you think about this woman, you might say that she's in her 60s. Maybe. She's 106, Mike. Now, she's in a wheelchair, obviously, but her spirit, man, her spirit is just unbelievable. And she's an incredible story. She's going to be missed, but, I mean, Mike, I don't know about, you know, people are like, I don't want to quit working. At 106, I think I'm going to quit working.
I got to be honest. First thing, you got to live to 106. It was 7 years ago when the Chicago Loyola made their big round.
Yep.
The big run. They got beat. I want to say, was it Florida? I forget who knocked them off. Anyway, was it Carolina? They got knocked off in the semifinal, in the Final Four. But hell of a story. She lived to be. She's not lived to be. She is still 106, so she's stepping away. Yes, it's my 106th birthday, she wrote. Birthdays are special days, and this one is also very special. In fact, I'm unable to be at Loyola because I have a bad summer cold and other health issues. I've decided I should not go to Lakeshore campus to be with her on my birthday. I'm going to step away. God bless her. Isn't that sweet?
No, it's a beautiful story, man. And her passion for the basketball program and that school is just – it's unmatched. So we wish her nothing but the best. I just – my thing is, like, look, we all want to live forever. It's not going to happen.
Right.
But, like, when you get to that point, it's like, hey, it's your 103rd birthday. Yeah, I know. I mean, like, what is that? It's unbelievable, man.
Oh, man. Remember the old days? It was about healthy living. All the Russians ate yogurt in the Ukraine. Look, I don't know what Sister Jean is doing, but God bless. All right, how much would you pay for a Tony Hawk skateboard if it was the skateboard that accomplished the, at that time, it's since been replicated, the 900? A 360 is obviously a complete rotation. So it's a 900. So it's and a 180.
That board's got to be worth a lot. Look, Tony Hawk, we don't talk about alternative sports. The first time, okay, so the first X Games, for those of you who remember or maybe even don't watch, I went to the first X Games. It was such a big deal. We were trying to do some alternative stuff with a younger audience at the time.
Right.
And we were like, hey, let's get in on this X Games thing. It's sort of like South by Southwest. I tell people, we went to the first one of those. It was nothing. It was literally a few booths and people talking about what it was going to become. Now it's like one of these premier festivals. The point is, Tony Hawk is unreal, man. The guy has a video game, Mike, named after him. I mean, he's the guy in the skating world that I think, you know, we talk about skateboards, everybody wanted to emulate. I'm going to say that skateboard, I don't know how much I'd pay, but you got to tell me, is it worth, what, $2
million? $1.15 million for the skateboard that Tony Hawk rode to the 1999 X Games gold medal, pulling the Falcon to 900.
Yeah.
And a benchmark in skating memorabilia. And you and I talk about it. You ride a skateboard when you were a kid in Texas?
So, no, here's what's funny. Don't roller skate, but I was a kid at the roller rink. That was really cool. And skateboarding, all my buddies did, they could do all the tricks, but I couldn't do any of that stuff. I could ride a skateboard, and they were like, I remember my mom bringing me, like, I got a skateboard 1 year for my birthday or something, And I could ride it, but I just couldn't do all the tricks.
Now, I love skateboarding as a child in Brooklyn, and we used to take our skateboards because it's easy to carry on the subway to go to Coney Island. And then we moved to Long Island. The company was called Bunger, B-U-N-G-R. And so they made surfboards and skateboards, and we all surfed.
Yeah.
My father was a surfer. Day-Day, did you ever do any skateboarding?
So I tried, but I was never good. Because you got to remember, when we were kids, the skateboards were
small.
Super thin.
Now, yeah.
Now it's a whole different animal.
Yeah, like they're wider.
The wheels
longer,
are bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was never really good at balancing long enough. I can kind of do your basic. I became one of those kids that used to ride them, like sit on them and ride them. I was one of those kids.
Yeah. But I mean, like I had friends, Mike, they would go downhill and they'd be going like 30 miles per hour on a skateboard.
I know.
They'd be like on hot, you know, crotch down. And literally, like, riding a wave.
And, like, yeah, like, the way you're able to.
I couldn't do that.
I pulled the 180 the other day. One of our neighbor's kids has a skateboard. I go, let me jump on that. Becky's like, don't do it.
Yeah, you're going to hurt something.
I know. Well, luckily, I was able to pull it without rendering an ambulance. But it's kind of fun. So, I don't really understand what they do. But I do the Tony Hawk. Did some amazing stuff.
He did, man.
And the X Games. And he's, you know, but how do you know you're getting?
He created a culture.
But how do you know you're getting old when your favorite skateboarder's doing commercials for, like, pain relief? It's like when your favorite TV host is doing a commercial for reverse mortgage.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, you remember me from Magnum PI? I'm top selling. No, it's, oh, my God. No, don't do that. Don't con grandma out of her mortgage.
Late night.
Yeah, but moving forward, have you seen the video of Paul Skeens' very zesty girlfriend from LSU? You see the video? So we're not going to see him here in Atlanta. Final homestand for the Braves. So Paul Skeens, as Sandra Moat mentioned on the steakhouse, is not going to be able to pitch. But Paul Skeens' girlfriend was losing her mind at his last start. And she raised her arms. This is the LSU gymnast. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
And apparently, Livy Dunn, I guess, I don't know if the shirt needed dry cleaning or she needed a better deodorant. Have you seen this, Data? Just Google it. Data's going to check it out. So she's lifting her arms up like, you know, excited about a strikeout, but she's got like two brown stains on her arms.
Oh.
It looked a little funky.
Oh, wow.
But because this is Twitter.
Yeah.
And because 99.9% of every guy on Twitter could never in a million years get close to Livy Dunn.
That's true.
Now they're going to take a shot on a stain on her underarm. Which to me is like, you know, I mean, we always say on our show, shoot your shot. She's a knockout. She's a gymnast. Was a rock star at LSU. Paul Skeens is a killer. But, I mean, the fact that people actually spend time on social media to go, what's going on under armpits?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a little much.
It's a little much. But I'll say this, though. Look, Paul Skeens, and it's – look, if we were in the hunt –
his ERA is sub-2 for this season.
Oh, I know. And this is a thing. He's a must-see guy. Like, coming to Atlanta, I would love to have seen him. But under the circumstances, Mike,
right.
There's no reason to throw him out there. I know the rotation and the way it worked out, but – I'm just telling you, like, moving forward, if he's pitching and he comes back to Atlanta, that's a guy I definitely want to see.
Now let me throw one last question, baseball related. You and I talked about it earlier. The Guardians, formerly known as the Indians, amazing comeback. They're now sitting like at home field after being 15 and a half out. I think we were in a comparable spot. And they made some trades. Remember, they had two pitchers got nailed for gambling pinches by MLB.
One of the best closers.
And they still found a way.
It's still not back. You're right.
So is it unfair to compare and contrast with the Braves?
No, but yes. No, because they didn't lose their entire starting rotation to injury. Yes, because even with the suspensions or the investigations going on,
right.
The team still responded and found a way. They didn't make excuses. But nobody lost their entire starting rotation to injury this year. Except the Atlanta Braves.
Hey, man, that's Guy Talk. Folks, look at the crew. Look at this crew over here, man. Look at this. We got the Gay Men's Chorus of Roswell. Make some noise over here, guys. We're hanging out over here at the Loyal Tavern on Cant Street. Make some noise, people. Let's go.
Coming up, Falcon Report's on the way. We got to talk about whether Jaden Daniels is going to play. Is it Jaden Daniels or is it Marcus Mariota? Report coming out of Washington today on that. Also, we'll let you hear more of what Raheem had to say. Great song, by the way, Big O. Kick, push. It's Dukes and Bell live in Roswell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.